ADL, Atlanta Jewish Federation, and American Jewish Committee petitioned for posthumous pardon of Leo Frank, denied in 1982-1983, a biased TV news reporting by the legacy media, circa 1983-1984. Video streaming, video download. The trial testimony, including the exhibits put forward by the defense and prosecution, was collectively reviewed by the Supreme Court of Georgia and the United States Supreme Court, with decisions rendered in 1914 and 1915. No technical errors were found in the trial, and the Georgia Supreme Court ruled in its final decision that the evidence of the Leo Frank trial sustained his conviction. The evidence from Alonzo Mann didn't provide any new evidence to overturn Leo Frank's guilt. Jim Conley already confessed to having taken the body down via the elevator. Alonzo Mann's tale only changed the method or path, via the stairs. It did not change the nature of the crime that occurred on Leo Frank's office floor. Jim Conley was an African American, and in the white racial separatist culture of 1913 Atlanta, racism towards blacks was more widespread than against Jews who were of white European descent and were an integral part of white Southern culture. If racism was the driving force behind a conviction, it would have been directed towards Jim Conley, an African American, rather than Leo Frank, a white man. Leo Frank was of German, European ancestry, and crimes of sexual violence and murder against white Christian girls were rarely committed by German Jews living in the South. The Leo Frank case was an anomaly, or outlier. The claims that crowds or mobs were shouting "Hang the Jew" during Leo Frank's trial has been a common racial hoax promulgated by his defenders. None of Leo Frank's appeals to the Georgia or United States Supreme Court mention that mobs were shouting "Hang the Jew" inside or outside the courtroom. None of the newspaper reporters who covered the trial inside or outside the courtroom ever reported people shouting death threats at the jury. Video download.